The United Nations Refugee Agency says that under its voluntary repatriation program, nearly 500,000 Afghans have returned to their homeland this year from neighboring Pakistan and Iran. International efforts to establish peace and rebuild war-ravaged Afghanistan have encouraged more than 2.2 million Afghan refugees to return home during the past 2 years. Most of them came back from refugee camps in neighboring Pakistan. After the fall of the Taliban regime in late 2001, the United Nations created a program to help returning Afghans. The program gave them travel grants, food and other items needed for re-establishing a household. It is also rebuilding about 60,000 homes. The UN program is a dramatic success. Last year, it helped 1.5 million Afghans return from Pakistan alone. This year's number looks low by comparison, but UN officials say this is not unusual. Jack Redden is the spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, in Pakistan.
300,000 is really quite an exceptional number. The reason it doesn't look so as impressive is just that we had this phenomenal return last year of 1.5 million, and that was the largest that UNHCR had seen in more than 30 years. So last year was very abnormal.
As winter in Afghanistan approaches, UN officials say the number of refugees returning is expected to decline. Mr. Redden adds that weather is more important than violence in terms of repatriation.
We're now heading into winter, so the numbers, of course, are going down. So it doesn't seem to have been affected by the reports of violence in certain parts of the country.
Because of the long and porous border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, a small percentage of the refugees went back to Pakistan after receiving UN assistance, only to return to Afghanistan. To deter such recycling, the UN aid agency is now using eye scan machines to test refugees getting UN assistance. The machine can detect someone who has been tested before. Mr. Redden says this has cut down on abuses.
I think it's been extremely effective. We've detected almost none who have tried to go through a second time. We knew that last year some people obviously slipped through a second time. So this has cut out anybody who was not legitimate.
UN officials say an estimated 1 million Afghans are still living in camps in Pakistan, while an unknown but substantial number are living in cities. In the 23 years of war before the fall of the Islamic Taliban regime nearly 2 years ago, up to 5 million Afghans fled into exile, most of them to Pakistan and Iran. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.